I'm with Rob O'Connor, who is the chair of the York Literature Festival, which starts in a couple of days' time. Rob, welcome to Y1 Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're here in the live lounge in the centre of town, and it's snowing.
Snowing, yes.
But I guess one of the things about a literature festival is that it's not dependent upon the weather, really, is it?
Well, you say that. Obviously, we don't want a repeat of the Beast from the East a few years ago, which did cause us a few problems. But yeah, generally, it's all inside. So weather's not really a problem.
No, and in fact, if the weather's bad, then it might encourage more people to come and try some of these things out.
He's hoping.
So the event gets underway on Saturday, the 11th. I think there's been a couple of little pre-events that have taken place already.
Yes, there
has. But the launch event is this coming Saturday. Just give us a little bit of a background, Rob, as to what the festival's all about, and maybe how you got involved in it as the chairman.
Sure. The first festival was in 2007, and it was much smaller than it is now, and was run by a group of volunteers with some council support. But unfortunately, the council support didn't last very long, so we ended up with a voluntary board of trustees who continued forward with the festival as a passion project. They wanted to see high quality literary events in the city. York, it's primarily positioned between Edinburgh and London, so we're in a good position to try and get authors to come up and engage with literary events here in this beautiful, wonderful city, and also to kind of highlight the historic and literary side of York a bit more, and also promote what is a very vibrant literary community within York, both people who want to kind of find out about books and read, but also performers, poets, writers. There is a lot in York, so we felt that it was important to keep the festival going. It's grown every year and is now absolutely huge.
So how did you get involved in it then, Rob?
I used to be the events manager at Borders York.
All right.
And in 2010 I was approached by the then chairman of the York Literature Festival, a guy called Miles, to kind of help him with the festival, primarily originally as a venue space. But I loved what the festival was about. I loved what they were trying to do. And I've somehow found myself on the board of trustees.
A willing helper. That's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've stayed on ever since 2010. So this will be my 12th festival now. And I've just kind of like, in terms of my position on the board, I've just gone through a few roles, and now I find myself as chairman, and this year actually programming the festival as well.
So I'm clutching a copy of the programme for this year's festival, and there's some great stuff in here. I've been kind of digest all of it in here.
Thank you.
When you start to plan a festival like this, do you start with a blank sheet of paper? How do you actually come up with the ideas of what it is that you're wanting to include?
Yeah, we start with a blank sheet of paper.
Literally.
Literally. I mean, part of my other job is a lecturer in creative writing at York St. John's. So I have connections with the publishing industry. I have for a long time with my events work. So for me, it's about keeping an eye on what's coming up, because obviously within publishing, you can find out what's coming up 6-9 months in advance. And just keeping an eye on books that are going to be kind of coming out maybe pre-Christmas or around the January, February mark. And then it's about just getting in touch with agents, with publishers, with authors directly, and just trying to get them involved with the festival, really. We do have some idea of the kind of events we want to put on.
Yeah.
In terms of ratio, whether we want a particular number of fiction events or poetry events or politics. So we do talk through that as a board. And then it's down to the festival director, which was my role this year, to go out and find the artists to fit that kind of framework.
Do you find that they're all really willing to get involved? They're all really keen to kind of promote what they're doing? Or
I think so, yeah. Certainly if you get an author who is on the promotion run, as it were, they've got a new book out, it does make it easier because they are kind of in that kind of mindset, that frame of mind to be on the road and publicising the work. If you're trying to get someone who maybe the book has been out for a year or 18 months, it can be a little bit more difficult. But generally they seem to like to come to York. It's a nice place to come.
Yeah, we find that as well. People do like to come to it. It's a great city, isn't it? So you're going to enjoy yourself when you're here anyway, whatever the case is. So the festival runs all the way through. It starts on the 11th. It runs pretty much through to the end of the month, doesn't it?
To
the 27th, which is great. And as I said earlier, there's a great range of stuff. There's a couple of things that I want to kind of pick up, and then some highlights that I've picked out that kind of appeal to me, really. And I hopefully will appeal to Y1 listeners as well. But what are the kind of highlights from your angle, the things that you would want to pick out for the festival?
Well, I'm really excited about, I mean you might talk about these again, but I'm really excited about the David Dimbleby event.
Yes.
I'm also really excited about the afternoon of events we have on Saturday the 18th of March around music and memory and memoir, and also women in music as well. We have P.P. Arnold, the soul legend, and also music journalist Lucy O'Brien discussing her new book on Karen Carpenter. So that's going to be a really exciting and vibrant afternoon, I think.
I mean, that was one of the ones that I kind of picked out, as that as a radio station that plays music, we obviously would pick up on things like that. But a couple of iconic things in there. I mean, P.P. Arnold is in. We have a soul show on Friday night on Y1 Radio. P.P. Arnold features in that quite a lot, as you can imagine.
Absolutely.
Keith, who presents our soul show, is quite excited about the prospect of P.P. Arnold being in New York. And then Karen Carpenter is just somebody that I kind of grew up with almost this perfect voice. So I'm really intrigued about those two events as well. And David Dimbleby, of course, is just an icon, really.
Absolute broadcasting legend. Yeah. Absolutely, has pretty much spoken to everybody who's famous in the world. So that should be a really interesting insight into his life, which is an event around his biography called Keep Talking. Yeah. That's at St. Peter's. It's going to be an amazing night, and I'm sure we'll hear some really interesting stories.
Now, as a family radio station, yep, we always like to think that there's something with the whole family. And I've spotted as well the Children's Day, which is on the 25th of March.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about what people can discover if they come to that event?
Yeah, we've been doing the Children's Day at Yorkshire Sport Library for a few years now. Just some really nice, simple and engaging activities for a younger audience. We have three events which are kind of framed around 8 to 12 years of age. You know, we tend to have an activity, but also a reading and an engagement with the book. We have Liz Flanagan, who's a kind of fantasy writer, who's talking about her new series Wildsmith. We have Daisy Mae Johnson, who is a Carnegie nominated children's book writer, and we also have James Harris, who is also a kind of really great, funny and engaging children's writer. So all three of those are doing a separate event throughout the afternoon on the 25th, and they're coupling that, like I say, with an activity. So it's a very interactive session, very limited numbers as well, only 25 per slot. So, you know, it's they're events that the children can really engage with.
And they're not just going to be sat there with
absolutely
50 other people. That's great.
Absolutely.
We said that the weather wouldn't impact on it, but there is one event which I quite like the look of as well, which is the Literary Walk, which is, I assume, around York and picking out the places that have got literary connections in the city. Is that the case with that one?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for picking that one out, because it's a wonderful little event. David Holt, who is a Yorkshire Blue Badge tourist guide, he has a great walking tour. It is walking, so it's worth saying that you are walking for, you know, 90 minutes, 2 hours. So, but it's a great walking tour around York. Starts at the Museum Garden gates, and he takes you through various sites that have connections to works of literature.
Will people find things in that they didn't realise had happened in York?
I would hope so, yes. Yeah. Absolutely, I would hope so. And connections to works centuries old up to 21st century. So it's a really engaging walk. You learn something new about this wonderful city.
Mm, absolutely. So, most important thing is, it's starting in a couple of days' time. How do people find out more about it, and where do they get the tickets for the events?
Best thing to do is to either follow us on socials or to go to the website, which is all the W's, yorkliteraturefestival.co.uk. You'll find a What's On page on the website that has all the events listed, and there's book ticket links through from the website to wherever you need to go to get the ticket.
And the events are taking place all across the city in loads of different venues as well, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We use some principal venues, St. Peter's School. We are sponsored this year by York St. John University, which is great. We're really happy to have the university on board as a sponsor, and we're also using their relatively new Creative Centre building.
It's a great yeah, centre, is that, isn't it? We've been and done a couple
building
of things down there. Beautiful building, for sure.
So we're using that as a venue. We also have York Explore. Various venues around the city. So do check out the website, because it gives you all the information you need about pricing, about which venue the event is taking place at.
The Creative Centre is the venue for the launch event on Saturday night as well, isn't it? Rob, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to come in and talk to us. It sounds like a really exciting event. I'm sure that that it'll be hugely successful. And maybe you can come back in and talk to us afterwards and let us know how it all went.
Happy to. Thanks.
Thanks very much indeed, Rob. Cheers now.
Bye.